You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Coming off for this mic.
All right, welcome back. It's your girl Kia D, holding it down for We Talk Radio Network, and super excited to be here this evening. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Y'all know I'm always playing around with microphones and all that good stuff, and that wasn't working tonight. But this one is. All right. I'm super excited. We've got hot topics tonight. This, for those of you that it's your first time here, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We've got some amazing things in store for you tonight, so we don't want you to miss out on a thing. We have hot topics galore, okay? I'm just going to lay it out like that. We got some hot topics galore. And this past weekend, it was like epic. If you missed it, on Saturday, we went to an amazing barbershop in Plano, Texas, Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon out in Plano, Texas on Jupiter. Shout out to Chuck, Samaj, Justin, the entire team, Johnny. He wasn't there, but shout out to him too. Listen, they got an amazing team over there, and they know how to style and all. Man, listen, they get you right. Bald head, long hair, don't care. Just get on out there and get you a cut, get you a trim, get yourself looking right and tight for your lady. Lady stuff. I actually saw a lot of ladies coming through, getting their hair trimmed up and all that good stuff, which is really interesting. I saw so many different types of people. Everybody didn't look like me. They have all kinds of clientele. I was impressed. I was very impressed. So definitely huge shout out to Chuck, who's the owner of that salon, and his beautiful wife. Whoop, whoop, got to meet her too, Nicole. And shout out to Mandy, the mentor, who came out and was like, listen, I'm here to do whatever. She's an incredible producer for the E-Man After Show. And she's awesome. And so is E-Man, who also was like, I'm here to do whatever. That's right. I mean, they are just down all the time. And I love it. I love it. It's hard to find great people like that. You know, God just placed them in my life, and it's just been amazing ever since. And shout out to T. Smiler. He was the host of the Cave Radio Show. He is amazing. Let me tell you, he made the connection with the barbershop because that's his barber. Justin is his barber, and he's known Chuck for years, who's the owner of the shop. E-Man had reached out a while ago, and we've been, you know, talking about a couple things, doing some live on remote location, on-site location broadcast, and so that's what we did this past weekend. We used to do it a lot back in the day. If anybody has been here for many years and followed us for years, you know that's what we love to do. But you know, the pandemic shut all that down. Like, there was just no way. You know, I wasn't willing or comfortable sending a team out. Yeah, with everything that we had going on. So now that things are a little bit different, we're going out in small numbers, okay? So that's what this weekend was about. Shout out again to the Cave Radio Show with that host, T. Smiley, and the entire Caveman team. They did an amazing job on the on-site location there on this past Saturday. So make sure you go check out the Cave Radio Show. Definitely go get yourself chopped up with the barber that we had, the barbershop that we featured, as well as the Teachers Appreciation Foundation. We had featured them here on the on the Kia D Unplugged Show a couple weeks ago, and they actually were featured again. Different audience, you know. The Kia D Unplugged Show has a different audience than the Cave Radio Show, so we want to make sure that you know we hit all lanes. You know, this the Teacher Appreciation Foundation is an organization that highlights not just teachers, but people who are the unsung heroes of the schools and the barbers and that are community service driven type agents. you know, people that don't get the recognition, the custodian, the administrative staff in the school, you know, people like that, you know, so they this organization honors them. So y'all make sure y'all check them out, TAF5.org. That's T as in teachers, A as in appreciation, F as in foundation, the number 5.org. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We have a lot of people listening online. Thank you to all my Facebook listeners. Woo-hoo. Love you guys. And you can follow us on Facebook at We Talk Radio. And you can go to YouTube and follow us at We Talk Radio Network. And make sure you subscribe and like and share and all that good stuff. We're doing a huge YouTube push. And we need your help. We are trying to monetize. This black-owned, woman-owned network is trying to monetize on YouTube. Everybody else is getting paid. In order to do that, we've got to have those clicks, those subscribers, and we got to get them up quick. And I just need your help. I need your help doing that. So tell somebody, hey, listen, this organization is trying to get their numbers up. Help them out. And just spread that love. You just never know. Just posting it on your social media page may just get us the numbers that we need. So don't hesitate. Don't be shy. I'll post your stuff. Post my. Just say it. WeTalkRadio.com is our website, www.WeTalkRadio.com. And there's so many amazing things there, from blogs to events, community service stuff that we do. I mean, you just name it. We work with a lot of community service organizations. We, of course, assist and provide aftercare and resources and education and all kinds of things, financial, all that, to people who've been victims of homelessness, domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and or child exploitation. And we do whatever we possibly can do. Our team volunteers, shout out to Autumn and Keely and Mitchell and Juana and Ann, who are powerhouses, Alonzo, Matthew, T. Smiley, Emily Blue, Eldridge Massington, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, to our youth staff, who are absolutely amazing, Destiny Kennedy and Riley. Listen, we have a powerhouse of a team. I hope I'm not missing out nobody. That's why I'm like giving out names, because sometimes I forget people. But I'm telling you, it's just amazing. And our videography and photography team, shout out to Shot from the Bottom, Tamaja and Marcus. Listen, we're amazing, and we appreciate you doing everything that you do so we can keep going on this end doing everything that we do. And let me tell you, you see CNN, you see ABC, NBC, you see We Talk Radio Network. We're up there too, right? We in that thing, okay? We in that thing. So we appreciate you for continuing to push. I'm telling you, year after year, day after day, continuing to tune in, continuing to share our posts and our radio shows, and just telling somebody about us. We have listeners all around the globe, and we like 100,000% appreciate you and all the incredible things that you do, because we literally cannot do it without you at all. I'm serious. So with that being said, I want to give a big shout out to some amazing people, actually. Again, this past weekend was extraordinary. And that barbershop event was like epic. And everybody that was there that put in the time and the effort, E-Man, Mandy, T. Smiley, and all the barbershop staff, again, thank you so much for making it a success. And so I want you all to pay attention, because we're going to start, you'll see coming forward in the future, you're going to start seeing a lot more of these live broadcasts happening at different places around the city here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We did a live broadcast many years ago on the beach in Mexico. We have mic, we'll travel, okay? But for right now, due to the pandemic, we're going to stay local. And so we've got, we're going to be back at the barbershop again. For a Super Bowl party. It's going down, okay? It's going down, okay? And listen, we got so many amazing things. We got a speed dating mixer coming up next year. Remember a couple years ago we did the speed dating mixer? You remember how fun it was? Oh, I can't wait. Now, I didn't do speed dating back then. I ran the speed dating. And I'm not going to do it now because now I'm engaged. I was single back then, and I just like doing single stuff, like getting singles together and having fun. But I'm engaged now, and I still love getting singles together. I love people seeing making connections happen and seeing connections happen and all that good stuff. So I'm here for it, okay? If you want more information about that, go to our website, wetalkradio.com, www.wetalkradio.com. Go to that Contact Us tab. Right, and then put in your information so that we can make sure that you're on our mailing list. You'll be able to stay up to date with all of our radio shows and all of the big programs and events and things that are going on. You'll be literally on the list, in the know, okay? So make sure you go to that Contact Us tab, input your information, and we would love to be in contact with you. And if you have a business and you want to advertise your business right here on our platform, there's another tab. Go to wetalkradio.com, hit that advertise button, and boom, our sales account manager will be in touch with you ASAP to get you the services that you need and connect you with your neighbors, because you need to be connected with your neighbors in order to keep that money rolling through the door. I'm just saying. You make the right choice and advertise on We Talk Radio. Yep. Listen, we'll be back with more of the Kia B Unplugged show. Listen, right here, this is your favorite listening station. This is the best place in the world, the place you want to be, the place you can't complain about, because we treat you right over here. We're doing it big every single Monday. Tell somebody to tune in, like, right now. Tell them, listen, We Talk Radio, Kia D. Kia D is on right now. We in that thing. Kia D in the building right here. Hot Topics up next. Don't go anywhere because we're going to be chatting. This song right here is... Listen, it's a song dedicated to the incredible and powerful men that literally had an extraordinary broadcast this weekend, okay? The Cave Radio Show, E-Man After Show, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, you too. Y'all check him out every single Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. He hosts a show right here on We Talk Radio Network called The Shine Lord Radio Show. And it is bad. Boy, when I tell you, the power of forgiveness. If you don't know nothing about forgiveness, you need to learn, because it will release you from a lot of things. We'll talk about that later, but I'm telling you, the power of forgiveness is big. If you need the blueprint on how to do that, make sure you check out Pastor Jeremy Glenn. He has a series going for the power of forgiveness right now, and you can check that out at wetalkradio.com and look up the Shine Lord Radio Show, and you'll see that right there. So, again, this entire weekend was amazing. Again, Emily Blue and Deanne Lacks, they had a show this weekend, too. At 7 p.m. on Sunday, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And they blew it out of the water, too. So shout out to the entire team. But this song right here is 1,000% dedicated to the men on the network. Y'all are the man. And this song right here is entitled The Man. We'll be right back with the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio. Yeah.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good times like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble, because I'm the man. A feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. Made some cash with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I shout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuff and hate was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. If you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
Yeah. every time. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and
y'all, this is your favorite producer, DB, on Friday Night Hype. Hey, do you need a radio show to listen to? Well, We Talk Radio, we got your back. We Talk Radio Network has so many shows. We have youth shows, we have grown-up shows, and we have amazing gospel shows. Whatever you need, we cater to you. Again, this is Destiny on the We Talk Radio Network, signing off on We Talk Radio.
We are live with Kia D right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network.
All right. It is going down tonight. I'm super duper excited to be here. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the incredible and amazing Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It has been an amazing Monday already, and I'm super duper excited about it. So, now, one of the incredible things about Monday nights is we have the leeway of, oh, snap, was that an underlay? Come through. Okay, put that up. Okay, turn that up. Turn that up again in a second. Okay, my bad.
one of the incredible things about this radio network on Monday nights, sometimes we do live radio shows with guests and sometimes we don't. And tonight just so happens to be one of those nights where there's no guest. We are just hanging out. Shout out to my guest last week, author and executive business coach, Victoria Lowe. Make sure you check her out. She literally has some incredible principles for success that you need. If you're a business owner, a woman, a man, somebody who's just trying to be a successful person in life, you need this book. So make sure you go check it out. Check out the entire show that we did last week. You're absolutely going to love it, seriously. Like, for real, for real. She literally just is, like, she blew me away. She's that incredible. But anyway, so we got hot topics tonight, and we're about to rock with it right now. So one of the first things, uh-oh, there it is. That's that underlay. Thank you. Appreciate ya. Appreciate ya. one of the things that we're going to do is on Wednesday night, the After the Lights Go Out radio show, we're going to feature some hot topics. The one of the hot topics on Wednesday night is we're going to talk about a Kansas man who actually impregnated a 10-year-old, and the mother allegedly allowed him to take turns with the daughter for years. It's under investigation right now. We're going to talk about it on Wednesday night. So y'all come back for the After the Lights Go Out radio show on Wednesday night. It's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right now, though, I want to tell you about a story. This actually happened over in Rome, okay, northern Italy. Thank you. Shout out to Daily Beast, who actually brought us this story. A prosecutor in the northern Italian province of Bolzano has opened an investigation after one man died and several others landed in intensive care after they reportedly attended a COVID party to try to get sick. Okay, right. They did. This is a party to intentionally get sick. I'm definitely speechless about it, but it happened. The trend has actually taken hold in northern Italy, where people don't want to get vaccinated. People who don't want to get vaccinated are trying to get the COVID to acquire what's called a green pass to work. They can also use it to go inside bars and restaurants, and they can use it to ride public transportation. In Italy, proof of recovery is sufficient to get the pass for 6 months. Now, the parties are primarily being held in the German-speaking region of South Tyrol, and that's along the border of Austria, okay? And it has the highest cases and numbers of COVID vaccine rates in all of Europe, okay? Now, the region is set to become a yellow zone in Italy, according to the local health coordinator, Mr. Patrick Franzoni. According to him, he said there are young people, even of school age, who meet with positives and try to acquire the infection, not realizing that the virus is also dangerous in children and in young people. He actually said that on a radio show. He said that there are long-term consequences, and even the less elderly can end up in the hospital. Now, at the parties, the infected mingle, kiss, and hug the unvaccinated in order to spread the virus, according to reports. Adding the infected person could face criminal charges for knowingly spreading the virus during a state of emergency, which Italy is under because of a pandemic. Sorry about that, y'all. They hit me with all kind of new stories right now. People are sending me stuff. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Kind of threw me off right there. Apologize. But, yeah. So according to the initial investigation, some of the parties are being held in outdoor areas or of bars, which are accessible without a green pass. There, an infected person will drink of a glass or a bottle of beer and pass it around to try and spread the virus. Other events are actually being held in private homes. In one case, the infected person was bedridden, and the guests are said to have gathered around the sick bed to try and breathe in the virus. The man who actually died from COVID, the man I told you about a moment ago, he was an Austrian man who regularly crossed the border to attend these parties. So
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. These partygoers should be ashamed of themselves trying to get the virus. I gotta know how y'all feel about that. You know, how do you feel about people actually trying to get the virus? You got people on ventilators right now, people in a coma right now with COVID-19 that won't wake up the next day, people that are on life support right now, young and old, and may not live till tomorrow, knock on wood and praying otherwise, of course. I want to know how y'all feel. Seriously. And this is crazy. You can call in 563-999-3456. 563-999-3456. I've got more news stories to come. So if I move on to the next one, it's all good. And you wanna chime in on this one, totally cool. So did you guys hear about the Waukesha Christmas parade? There were a group, literally the parade was happening. The parade was just moving and going. People were having fun. And then all of a sudden, boom, an SUV, just kind of drove right through the parade. And at this point, at least five people and dozens of others actually have been injured. And this is actually in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And it's just really a tragic story. You know, they have reports from a father who actually was on looking. His daughter and her dance troupe were in the parade. Some of the dance troupe members were hit. His daughter and wife were not. They were inches away from being hit, according to parade goers. They reportedly heard the screeching of the tires. They heard screaming and they heard thuds. And then all of a sudden, you know, you could just see blood everywhere. One lady said she was actually holding a lady who was holding her baby, her daughter's, not her baby. She was holding her daughter. Her daughter had actually had blood coming out of her ears and she was sneezing. I mean, it was just a crazy scene. I couldn't even imagine. Everybody's just asking for prayer right now. So I'm going to actually get more details. And according to newer reports, they're saying 40 people, at least more than 40 people have been injured because of that fast-moving SUV that drove through that holiday parade. So, again, this happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin. So if you're wanting to find out exactly what happened with that, you can go online and just type up SUV. Rolls through a parade. It was just absolutely sickening. So, make sure y'all check that out. We got more news stories coming up here in just a few minutes, as well as we're going to talk about Amber Geiger. Amber Geiger. Shout out to Yahoo News, who actually has this story. And let me back up. The Atlanta Black Star. Shout out to the Atlanta Black Star. They are the ones who actually initially reported this particular story. And the title actually says, "When Your Privilege Runs Out." I love that title. I love that title. And we're going to talk about Amber Geiger and her appeal in just a moment when we return with more of this incredible show. If you're just tuning in, thank you for being here. I am Kia D, host of the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio Network, and this is my favorite place to be on Monday night, whether I am interviewing an incredible guest from around the globe or whether I am just talking about hot topics and what's going on in the news and what's happening in the world, keeping you informed. It doesn't matter. I love what I do, and we're going to have some fun tonight. So don't go anywhere. We got more hot topics when we return right after this. Tell somebody about us. Tell them to follow us on social media. You can find us at We Talk Radio Network on YouTube, We Talk Radio Network. Go tell somebody about us, and we appreciate the love. Again, 563-999-3456. That is our call-in number if you want to just call in and be a part of the show tonight and chime in with me on some of these hot topics. We'll be right back. And don't be shy. It's all good if you are. I ain't tripping because I got a lot. I know I seem like a lot, but I'm not. I'm really nice. I won't bite unless you ask me to. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show. Yeah.
Talking about like it just one day. God don't like ugly, that's how you play. Dirty like your fingernails, what the hell? The ship is sailed and ain't no coming back in this cool.
This up a little bit. When we return, we've got more hot topics out there with me.
Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner. And we'll be winning.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I almost didn't make it back into the seat on time because I absolutely love that song. That was Nola Aide and Make Move. I'm telling you, I love it. I don't know. Something about that song, I literally danced the entire time. I want to come up with like a whole dance routine to that. I can't even dance like that. I don't have two left feet. I can groove, but I'm not like this big dancer. My niece Destiny, she's the dancer, right? I can just groove. I dance, but this song, I get down. Like, I don't even know when it just comes out of the music, the instruments, the just everything together, just the bomb. So y'all check out Nola Aide, N-O-L-A. Her last name is A-D-E. The name of that song is Make Move. Go hit that like button on social media. Go subscribe to her YouTube channel, all that good stuff. She's brilliant. Shout out to Myron Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment for making that connection. She actually was scheduled to be on the show a couple months ago, and something happened. She didn't get to make it, but we are definitely looking forward to having her back on or having her on. And when she does come on, I'll make sure that you're the first to know because we want you to be here for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Here and up next, we're going to be talking about Amber Geiger. Okay. And on Wednesday night, we got some crazy topics we're going to be talking about. I told you about the Kansas man who got the 10-year-old pregnant. And allegedly the mama let the man go back and forth on his daughter and her for like 2 or 3 years. So the girl was young when it started, you know. I mean, just absolutely insane. But we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Another topic on Wednesday night, and this is for the After the Lights Go Out radio show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So y'all want to be here. Another topic we're going to talk about, a woman is definitely angry after her neighbors aggressively flirt with her husband while he is doing some odd job. What you think about that? Huh? Okay. I'm gonna leave that right there. We'll talk about that Wednesday night. I'm just saying. We're gonna talk about it Wednesday night. Okay, so let's talk about Amber Geiger. Amber Geiger. For those of you who don't remember, Amber Geiger actually was convicted of killing Botham Jean here in Dallas, Texas. It seemed like it wasn't that long ago, but it was in 2018. It was a fatal shooting of Botham Jean, and he was a 26-year-old accountant. He was innocently sitting in his fourth-floor apartment eating a bowl of ice cream when Amber Geiger, the then officer, she was a police officer at the time, came into his home and shot him dead. She claimed that she thought it was her apartment, so on and so forth. Well, she was convicted. So we're going to talk about the appeal because she actually has appealed it. She's appealed it twice. And at this point, the appeal, the second appeal has been denied for the second time. In 3 months, the judge upholds her sentence for Botham Jean slaying. Yes, he did. The former Dallas police officer was convicted of killing him in his home and has been denied yet again the right to an appeal. She has the right to an appeal, but she ain't getting one because it's been denied. The first appeal of her conviction was made and rejected this past August. Testimony revealed that she lived directly above him, and she thought she was entering into her own domicile, believing a stranger had broken in when she shot him. Geiger and her team contend that her deadly use of force was reasonable, using that strategy to appeal to for a rehearing, and the Court of Appeals denied her petition. Thank you. Shout out to the Atlanta Black Star for this particular article here. Three judges: Chief Justice Robert Burns III, Justices Lana Myers and Robbie Partita Kiltness, disagreed and laid out their reasoning in a 23-page ruling. In addition to their collective siding with the earlier counts of the 33-year-old's use of deadly force,
They also rejected the notion that the evidence supporting her being convicted of criminal negligent homicide rather than murder. Okay, Amber Goodrich's trial made headlines for a number of reasons, creating a deep divide in Dallas. Seriously, along the color lines. 3 days after the shooting on September the 6th, she was arrested on manslaughter charges, and during 1 week of hearing the evidence from that night, a grand jury rendered a murder indictment that later led to her conviction that November. Okay, so they got it right. They got it right. Her team pushed back, but was met with rebuttal from Justice Lana. There has been evidence negating the intent to kill. So, you know, it definitely was a, you know, an incredible moment to know that she was definitely going to still have to be in jail. You did it, baby. You did the crime due to time. We need to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's do that on Wednesday night, though. We'll talk about Kyle Rittenhouse on Wednesday night, okay? Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. But y'all know who Kyle Rittenhouse is. Well, we'll talk about him on Wednesday night, okay? I've got another story for you all that I want to share. I don't know if you guys heard, but in a Nordstrom's in California, they had a gang of 80 ransackers that ran into a California Nordstrom store in a quick one-minute raid. One-minute raid. 80 looters ransacked a Nordstrom store. This is in the Bay Area, and this happened on Saturday night, injuring at least one employee in that raid. As from the last time that I heard, there was two people that had been arrested, a man and a woman that were in their vehicle, and then another person was arrested that was on foot. So people, what happened was, they were wearing ski masks. They stormed the Nordstrom store in the Walnut Creek, California area. It was Walnut Creek in Walnut Creek, California, around 9 p.m. on Saturday night. Now, there were witnesses, and the witnesses say the group, it was a large group. They said it was a large group of people, and they raided the store in under 1 minute. There were two employees that were attacked by looters who they were punched and kicked while they were while another actually was pepper sprayed. Okay, now all of them have been treated they were treated on the scene for their injuries. There were at least three suspects had been arrested. Remember, there were two in a car that were trying to get away, and one was on foot, and one was even taken into custody at gunpoint. One of those, I don't know which one, but one of them was taken into custody at gunpoint. Police say the raid is not connected to the string of nationwide riots that took place over the weekend in the wake of Kyle Rittenhouse's verdict, okay? But definitely very, very scary for, of course, a lot of those workers. It was a brazen robbery, very, very serious. Now, one of the things that's really interesting to know is that in San Francisco, right, let me just say this. The Bay Area businesses have reduced their hours due to the brazen shoplifting incidents that have been happening out there. This is according to reports, okay? Locals are actually slamming the San Francisco District Attorney, Chesa Boudin, over his failure to prosecute the theft. Now, San Francisco has also seen an uprise in property theft since a local law downgraded the theft of property less than $950 in value from a felony to a misdemeanor, and that law was changed in 2014. Now, store staff and security now tend to not pursue or stop thieves who have taken anything less than $1,000. So dozens of officers responded to the scene. And people were absolutely terrified. There was a restaurant around the corner, I think PF Chang's nearby. That restaurant, there were people in there. They were saying it looked like a movie scene. They said it was absolutely insane. They literally, what happened was is that they ran in, they got everything they could in 1 minute. They was taking everything. I mean, taking whatever they could in 1 minute. And then they ran down the street where their cars was, and they were hopping in cars. So that's how they were able to get away so fast, okay? But they, again, have arrested some people, and I'm sure with that arrest, they're going to be able to find some other people just by doing a little research and going into phones and stuff like that. So
Very, very, very crazy. I want y'all to be careful because if they can do that, oh, man. Ooh-wee. That's crazy stuff, seriously. Very crazy. We have a couple more stories that I want to talk about. Don't know if you heard about this story. There was a Michigan daycare, right? Shout out to Michigan. We got anybody in Michigan? From Michigan on the team? Do we got anybody from Michigan on the team? So there was a Michigan daycare, right, that actually got shut down after one child put another child in the clothes dryer and turned it on. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Mm-hmm. Now, the Michigan, shout out to ComicSans.com for this particular news article. Now, a Michigan woman who actually ran this daycare, she has actually had her license revoked and services at her facility have been suspended after a child allegedly put another child in the clothes dryer and turned the machine on. Now, her name is Kathleen. We're going to call her Kathleen. She's actually the lady who runs the daycare at a residence in Garden City, Michigan. And she brought the alleged aggressor. I want y'all to follow me here. She brought the alleged aggressor, which is the child who put the other child into the dryer. That's the person who's being aggressive, okay? She took the aggressor to the hospital on August the 14th because the aggressor was stressed out. Not because a child was put into the dryer and had injuries. That child wasn't even being seen at the hospital. The other child who put the child in the dryer was being seen at the hospital because the child was stressed out. Now, the child who had been put into the dryer told the nurse at the hospital what happened with the other child. And the child who was placed in the dryer also told her mother about the incident, describing the experience as, quote, unquote, hot, and it was dark and hurt my back. The child also said that Kathleen got her out of the appliance before she was seriously injured. However, Kathleen lied about the incident and denied it even happened when talking to investigators. Yeah. The Child Care Licensing Bureau of Michigan said in an official statement she failed to provide truthful and accurate information to the department during an investigation. And so her license was suspended. Kathleen also did not inform the children's parents of the incident either. Yeah. The Bureau also found that she did not inform them within 3 days after a household member was admitted and released from being from a hospital following up on mental health treatment. Okay. So they were released from a hospital following a mental health treatment, okay? Right. They also said Kathleen was found in violation of Child Care Organizations Act, citing a lack of care and supervision and sustainable conduciveness to the welfare of children. Yeah, under a state order issued November 3rd, Kathleen is prohibited from operating a family child care facility at that location, and she is unable to accept care and required to inform all of the guardians of the children in her care that her license is suspended and she cannot provide child care services. Okay, now Kathleen actually received her state license to operate child care facility in 2019 with a capacity of 6 children. Definitely sad, yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot going on, y'all. Definitely a lot going on. We're going to continue to keep you informed. So many crazy stories out there. How do y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? Like crazy. On Wednesday night, we're also going to talk about Zach Stacy's ex-girlfriend. She has spoken out. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday night. Y'all be here for that, okay? Real talk is going down. It's definitely going down. Two abductees have been freed in Haiti. Now, this is some good news. They actually abducted children and adults, and they have allowed two of them to go. They still have 15 abductees remaining, and they were U.S. missionaries. And they again, children and adults were kidnapped more than a month ago, and they the Haitian
abductors have released two of them. We're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. I know they were wanting ransom, I think $250,000 per person or $350 per person or something like that. So I don't know exactly if they were able to get that for those particular people, and that's why they released them. The investigation was still going on into why they were released, but we do know that two have been released. You know, I really, really, really want everybody to stop and take a minute to just dive into your own mental health. Mental health is so important. You know, so many people are suffering. You know, there was so much isolation with the pandemic, and people weren't able to see each other. We lost a lot of loved ones. There's just been a lot of trauma. People have been trying to grasp all of these things and just trying to wrap their minds around it. And, you know, people are still suffering. But there was a 22-year-old girl who actually took her own life after her dad's death, because she never, ever, ever got the mental health support that she needed. And so I just want to tell you, you know, if you're experiencing some things, there is someone that you can talk to. You do not have to be alone. And I'm going to look up the mental health hotline number right now because I want you to have it. I want you to have an opportunity to reach out to the mental health hotline. It's a 24/7 hotline. And it is 1-800-662-4357. If you're dealing with some issues, you don't have to deal with these things alone. It's for individuals and families facing mental and or substance abuse disorders, or just needing, if you're having a mental breakdown, you need mental health advice. If you're having a mental health breakdown, you need to call 911 if this crisis is a life-threatening emergency. Make sure to notify the operator that it is a psychiatric emergency and ask for an officer that is trained in crisis intervention or trained to assist people experiencing a psychiatric emergency, okay? That is really, really, really important. Because a lot of times the officers aren't experienced and they're not trained, and so they handle it as if it's a crime when it should be handled a little bit differently. Okay, now, of course, the officer still has to do their job, and they still have to keep themselves safe, right? But there are ways that to handle people that are having mental health people who are just experiencing mental health issues or disorders. I want you to dial this number, 1-800-662-4357. Again, if you are if it's a life-threatening emergency, please dial 911 and make sure to notify the operator. Let them know that it is a psychiatric emergency and ask for an officer that is trained in crisis intervention or trained to assist people experiencing that type of emergency, okay? Again, so many amazing resources out there for you that you in every area. You do not have to be alone. You don't have to experience this alone because you're not alone. You never know who is going through what, and we want you all to have an opportunity to get a healing and just talk to somebody and not we need you here, so we don't want you to take yourself out of here. We need you. I need you. If you're wanting to know what some mental health signs are, the five main warning signs of mental illness are excessive paranoia, worry or anxiety, long-lasting sadness or irritability, extreme changes in mood, social withdrawal, and dramatic changes in eating or sleeping patterns. Those are the five signs. And so if you've had a trigger or if you just need some mental stability, there are counselors available. These counselors are now seeing people remotely. I have a lot of mental health counseling connections. So if you just want some connections specifically in the area or beyond, because a lot of these counselors, again, they see people remotely now, definitely reach out to us as well on our website, wetalkradio.com. You can go to the Contact Us tab, and we'll make sure that we get you some referrals to some amazing
mental health providers. I know some of the best of the best, and I'm excited to be able to refer them to you at any point in time. But there is a number that you can dial outside of 911 if it's a life-threatening emergency. I want you to dial 1-800-662-4357. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more of this incredible and amazing show. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
I know you think I'm what you want. Baby, you can't help it. This is a chance to save yourself. Your head, your way over it. You see me holding all the cards. Yet you want to go all in.
Keep it moving 'cause I made up my mind. Yeah.
Show right here on this beautiful, incredible Monday night. So excited to be here with you. I thank you so much for hanging out with me. We're going to keep on having a good time. We've got hot topics tonight. Don't forget, on Wednesday night, we've got all kind of crazy stuff that we're going to be talking about, including a woman discovers a camera pointed at her dressing room at the mall. Pointed right at her. That's right. We're going to talk about it. So they're taking pictures of us in the dressing room now. Oh, okay. I didn't know. As well, on Wednesday night, we're going to be talking about a violent mob that savagely tortured an intersex person for hours, and they have it on video. It is horrible. We're going to talk about that also. And an Indiana black man has been charged in his own attempted lynching. That's right. We're going to talk about that, too. It's going down Wednesday night. But for tonight, I don't know if you guys know, there was a robbery here at the airport in El Paso. One of the employees actually was robbed, And it's just really sad. So TSA and employees of the airport, y'all please be very, very careful because there's really a lot going on right out there right now. So 14 people, according to NBC News, 14 people have raided the Louis Vuitton store in Chicago, in a suburb of Chicago, and they have grabbed $120,000 in merchandise, more than a dozen people, okay? They were caught on surveillance camera grabbing bags, wiping shelves clear, and this is according to reports. The theft took place at the store located in Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook, Illinois. And this happened on last week about 3:30. And the footage shows last Wednesday about 3:30. The footage shows the suspects wearing masks and hooded sweatshirts. They burst into the store and they spread out. They were literally filling their arms with bags and other anything they could get before dashing out. Police said that 14 suspects all escaped the scene in separate vehicles waiting for them. As of Friday, the Chicago Police Department recovered one of the three vehicles allegedly used in the theft, a Dodge Charger reported stolen in October out of Chicago. No injuries were reported and no weapons were displayed. Okay, now the Oak Brook Police Department said in an update on Friday that the merchandise taken was in value an estimated about $120,000, and they're still developing and working on several leads to identify the offenders involved in the incident. But it sounds like this is not going to be the end of this. It sounds like people are getting organized, but, you know, just as smart as the criminals are, trust me, the cops are on it. Hopefully they are. Fingers and toes crossed. I'm just saying. Hopefully they're on top of it, and you know, but geysers. It sounds like it's crazy out there right now. And it is. It definitely is crazy right now. So I don't know if you guys heard about a young girl named Christina. She was a teenager who stood up to bullies and was beaten on a southeastern Pennsylvania transportation train last week. She had an initial goal of $10,000 on the GoFundMe, and she has raised, right as of today, $702,000. Okay? She's gotten tons of support on her GoFundMe. Her mother, her brother, and family have now been, they say Christina has been released from the hospital after suffering a severe beating. She's 18 years old and will also receive mental health support from a therapist while recovering from her physical injuries. The video shows a group of females, let me back up. So her family actually this is what happened, okay, according to reports, okay. Actually, Christina's aunt, May Lou, actually recounted the incident, and she said her niece, who's a Central High School student, was trying to defend a group of Asian students who were also on the train. So that's just really sad. We don't stand for any hate at all. I mean, so according to reports, according to May Lee, who's the aunt of Christina, she said, I asked her, because you think the boys are Asian, you want to protect your own ethnicity. And she said, no matter if they're Asian, African American, Caucasian, I'm doing the right thing. And that's the conversation. She was sharing the conversation that she had with Christina. The teenager was riding on the Broad Street line on November the 17th when she witnessed a group of black teens bullying an Asian American Central High School student, several of them bullying some Asian American Central High School students. She immediately intervened, but the aggressors turned their focus on her and started assaulting her. Now, the suspects described to be between the ages of 13 and 16, kicked and punched Christina, even slamming her head onto the train door. One of the attackers was filming, using her shoe to strike the teenager who was lying on the ground. Now, the police, the SEPTA police, which is the same, Southeastern
Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. That's the SEPTA. That's the name of their train thing or whatever, right? The South, blah, 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 SEPTA. Anyway, SEPTA Police Chief Thomas Nestle and others from the community hailed Christina as a hero, and her mother viewed the brutal, her mother thought about it differently. You know, she says she saw that, but every time when, I'm trying to read the words that she said. I hate reading people's words like that because it's funny. According to a report, her mom said, she says she saw that, but every time when friends and people from the community gave her support and her love, every time they said hero, the word her mother's heart was broken. We paid a price for being a hero, according to reports. So I hate reading people's words because you just, you know, the way people's dialects are, it's always different than the way you try and read it, and it doesn't always come across right. But anyway, a lot going on with that story. We'll continue to follow up with it. There was a video, and according to the shocking video, there was a group of female youth that were literally brutally beating the Asian woman on this train, and they were saying it was very, very scary. They were saying one of the young girls was in a hijab, you know, the things you put on your hair. Hijab. I don't know how to say it, but anyway, a lot going on. Y'all tell me how to say that right, so I know how to say it correctly. A lot going on, I want to also tell you about this one. A passenger actually lunged into his bag and discharged a gun after a TSA officer spotted it on an X-ray. They said the passenger accidentally discharged the gun at the checkpoint in Atlanta on this Saturday, the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And the TSA said the man lunged into his bag when the gun was flagged by the X-ray machine. The man then fled the airport still holding the gun. Police are actually searching for him. They may have found him now. Don't know. A passenger sparked the panic and chaos at this Atlanta airport. And everybody was literally terrified. He actually fled the scene running out of the adjacent airport exit. And people were just losing their minds. And actually, they have identified the suspect. His name is Kenny Wells, and he's 42 years old. And they said they've issued a warrant for his arrest on charges of carrying a concealed weapon at a commercial airport, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, discharging a firearm, and reckless conduct. Yeah. So, shout out to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And very scary, very, very scary. I actually could not even imagine what that would even be like, but I don't even want to know. But I'm almost positive because I traveled a couple weeks ago, and then when I tell you it was absolutely insane, it was so many people everywhere, so I could only imagine that particular time of day that it was definitely a lot of people you know, at the airport. I mean, the line for me was so long. Oh, it was scary. It was absolutely scary. So, I mean, that's how long the line was. It was scary, seriously. Yeah, it was bad. Okay, so again, I got to thank all of you guys for tuning into the show tonight, making this your number one listening station. We have got more of this incredible show, and I've got more music to play. Y'all know how I am. I love our music here on We Talk Radio Network. We've got a couple more topics. I think we do got a couple more topics. And then we are going to call it a night because I want you all to be able to have a great time with your families tonight. And I watched the Cowboy game yesterday. We did not win, but that's okay. We are still winners. And I'm definitely a Cowboy fan. Shout out to all my Cowboy fans out there. Whoop, whoop. I hear you. I feel you. Shout out to Kansas City. Got to give you your props. Absolutely. Hats off to you.
Again, thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are just checking us out, this is the Kia D Unplugged Show. I have so much fun every single Monday night hanging out with you, having a good time, laughing, joking. We have guests. Sometimes we have news. Sometimes we have hot topics. Sometimes it just we just mix it up. We have a hot topic panel. We don't have a hot topic panel. I mean, it just depends. We just have fun, and I love it. So we appreciate everybody doing what they do and making sure that they stick with us and continue to rock with us. It's been almost 12 years now that we've been doing this incredible network, We Talk Radio Network, and we appreciate all of the love. Shout out to our incredible team. Shout out to Fernice, our incredible sales associate here on the network, doing an amazing job holding it down on the sales side. I'm telling you, it's just the whole team. We got to thank you so very much for doing everything that you do and continuing to rock with us and all of our bloggers. And shout out to Caitlin, too. She's not on our team anymore, but she's just done so many things. Even though she's not on the team, she still kind of helps out in so many ways. And I just want to say, Caitlin, I appreciate you for continuing to rock with us, even though I know you got a busy schedule. So, again, to everybody who all of our graduates, our intern graduates, we have so many intern graduates that we have worked with. We just want to say thank you to each of you guys for all of the hard work and dedication. As you can see, the groundwork was laid. You all did an amazing job. I don't care if you just made a graphic. I don't care if you just sent a social media post. That one thing was a big thing to me. And so I thank you. And for those of you who tune in and listen, man, thank you so much, because this is all for you. We can't do it without you. Make sure you check us out on our social media platforms. Make sure you stay connected with us so you can find out what's happening here on We Talk Radio Network. We're giving away a lot of great things moving forward. I'm telling you, we did it over the summertime. We gave away a lot of stuff. We're going to start giving away some stuff over the holidays because we know money is tight. So we want to make sure that we give away some good stuff this year. So stay tuned to us. Make sure you check us out on social media, because you'll see those going out on our newsletters. You'll see contests and prizes and all kind of stuff, and games and all kind of stuff going out. Trivias, everything on our social media, our newsletter, our website. So you don't want to miss it. Stay connected. Be connected. We Talk Radio is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. And we're so proud about it. Again, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio.
Yeah. Where are the ladies at? Come on, y'all. Tonight, we're going to turn up a little bit. We're going to step into love. We're gonna step into love.
There she goes, the one that warms my heart up just by sight alone. How dark she knows exactly what she's doing, but that's for me to know. I heard that she likes dancing, my first step to romancing. Can't wait to hold her close and swing from coast to coast. We gon' have a party, I'm inviting everybody. And she's gon' fall in love right here in this club. When we get to
step into love,
we gon' step into love, step into love.
Baby, tonight we gon' step into love.
We're gonna have some fun. Up on the dance floor. The way she moves, so seductive, she erotic, crazy, sexy, cool. I feel it, I was dancing, I first up to romance it. I'm gonna make her mine, we'll be stepping all the time.
We gon' have a party,
yeah.
I'm inviting everybody.
Come on, y'all.
What's up, this your boy Mood3 repping From the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Our event management package covers a wide variety of services. We Talk Radio Network can provide basic services or oversee all logistics leading up to and during an event. We can assist with executing the event plans, managing staff, finances, vendor relations, and more. Contact us at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your spring wardrobe with fresh footwear? Make your presence known in Mando Shoes. Black-owned and family-operated, Mando makes beautiful dress shoes for men that stand out and last while contributing to society through donations and community involvement. Handcrafted in Spain by talented artisans, all Mando Shoes are made with high-grade Italian full-grain leather, providing a luxurious feel and next-level comfort. The dress shoes and boots also can be resold, saving you money in the long run. Mando donates 1% of every shoe to charity, and their world-class customer service team ensures that every order is inspected and photographed prior to leaving the workshop. Their footwear is fully customized for VIP members, guaranteeing personalized products tailored to each and every customer's unique taste. Not to mention, recent graduates received a $50 discount with the proof of graduating in the last 45 days. So what are you waiting for? Give your shoe collection the spring cleaning it deserves and get your next pair from Mando Shoes today.
Get your Mando Shoes online at Mando.com. MandeaUX.com.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Bye.
of the Kia D Unplugged show. Don't go anywhere. That one right there was one of my favorite songs. I got to give a big shout out to my boy Q Moore. That was Are You For Real by my main man Q Moore. That one was featuring James Backbeat Murphy. All right, don't go anywhere. He celebrated his birthday last Thursday. Shout out to you, Q Moore. Happy birthday, brother. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing. We're going to keep believing in you and keep playing your good old-fashioned music. All right, y'all check him out at Q Moore Music all over social media. Q-M-O-O-R-E Music all over social media and YouTube. The brother is bad. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Welcome back. What are you drinking tonight? I've got some coffee. Okay. Water, tea, coffee. Okay, I see you. Everybody's got something different. Oh, somebody's got a little E&J. Somebody's got a little Henny. Okay, Mad Dog 2020. I feel you. As long as it's strawberry daiquiri, we can all partake, okay? Anybody remember that Mad Dog 2020 strawberry daiquiri? You got to be old school to know what I'm talking about right now. What's your old school drink? What is your old school drink? We're going to talk about that next Monday night. What is your old school drink? Call in next Monday night, 563-999-3456. And we're going to talk about some old school drinks. It's the holiday season. We're going to have fun all holiday season long. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I won't get to talk to you again until next week, so I want to make sure I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Make sure you eat plenty of whatever it is that you're going to eat, whatever it is that you're going to eat, make sure you eat plenty, okay? Hold on, got to take a sip of my coffee. Mm. Yes. Just the right amount of creamer. Just the right amount of Splenda. I don't do sugar. I do Splenda. And I like to put whipped cream in my coffee. I didn't put any whipped cream in this cup because it's late and I don't want to have a whole lot of sugar at night. But in the morning, I have some whipped cream in my coffee. Baby, delicioso. Yes, I love a cup of coffee. If y'all want to get to my heart as quick as possible, it's definitely coffee, okay? I like Starbucks brands, but I like different other brands as well, but I'm very particular about the kinds that I do drink. So I try not to drink all different kinds, seriously. But I do drink certain brands, Community Coffee, Starbucks, and a couple of others, okay? Give me a gift card if you just really, and I'll go get my own coffee. Whatever. It's all good. I love you anyway. Don't give me nothing. Just pray for me that somebody will bring me some bags of coffee, okay? somebody else to keep in our prayers, Young Dolph and his family, Young Dolph's family, his beautiful, two beautiful children, beautiful girlfriend, wife. I need to find out if they were married or not. I apologize. I don't know. But a lot going on with that case. Young Dolph is a Chicago-born, Memphis-based rapper. He was in Memphis. And he was shot and killed last week. Very tragic. He was actually at a cookie shop getting some cookies. According to reports, he had went the week before, a couple days prior, to the same cookie shop to get some cookies. And so he gets to the cookie shop, pulls up, gets out of the car, and unbeknownst to him, tragedy is right around the corner. Tragedy is knocking at his door because within moments of, I think he had actually gone into the cookie shop and come out, and that was when he was shot and killed by two armed gunmen. They, of course, have pictures of these gunmen out. They are asking people for tips. If you know anything, say something. Do not just let this hang out there, okay? If you know something, say something. Shout out to the Memphis PD. Shout out to the people in the community of Memphis who is trying to really make a difference, who is really, you know, they really are sick of this nonsense, and they just want it to stop. And so if you know something, definitely give the correct and valid information to the authorities there in Memphis, because they are definitely trying to solve this case. So Soulja Boy actually has been mentioned as it pertains to this particular case, because a couple of days, maybe a week or so prior to Young Dolph getting murdered, Soulja Boy was on, he was either on live or he was doing an interview, one of the two. I think he was on a live. And he was actually saying how he had reconciled with another rapper. I can't recall which rapper it was, but he was talking about how he had reconciled with this rapper, and there was no more beef between the two. And somebody came into the comments and said, what about Young Dolph? You know, have you repaired your relationship with Young Dolph? You know, whatever. And Soulja Boy immediately starts going off and calling Young Dolph all kind of ratchet names and this, that, and the other. And then he said, listen, I got $100,000 for who I got. I put $100,000 on his head right now. Go, who, you know, go, if, meaning if you go murder him, I'll give you $100,000. And within a couple of days, he was gone. So there's definitely, I'm sure, an investigation going on with that. Soulja Boy is not out of the hot seat at all. So much so, he was on the Millennium Tour, and they have pulled him, this FedEx Forum show has actually dropped him from that Millennium Tour. So his money is definitely being affected at this point because COVID, the pandemic, a lot of these artists didn't have an opportunity to make a lot of money because they were sitting around like we were, not making money. So now is the time for him to be, you know, get back out there and get his name back out there and make this money. And he doesn't really have an opportunity to do it because, you know, this has happened now. So whether he deserves it or not, you know, I don't know. If it's something he wished on somebody, absolutely. He deserves every investigation that he gets into whatever's going down. Absolutely he does. So a couple of other stories that I want you all to check out. There was actually a homeless man who was actually set on fire while he slept inside of a Manhattan stairwell. Y'all check that story out. Definitely very, very sad, like seriously. Also, basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son was actually sentenced to stabbing a neighbor with a hunting knife. Y'all look into that story as well. And I want you guys to keep Letitia Wright. Letitia Wright, she played, she was in Black Panther. Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She actually sustained some injuries inside of a movie she was filming. And according to reports, the injuries might be a little worse than they think. So y'all keep her in your prayers and thoughts and all that good stuff. Hey, so I want to ask you guys a question really quickly. There was a man who actually got banned from eating all-you-can-eat food at a buffet, okay? Is it possible that you can eat too much food at a buffet and get banned? You know, is that right to get banned from an all-you-can-eat buffet? Like, what is going on? So according to reports, a Chinese food live streamer has been banned from a seafood grill buffet after binging on pork trotters and prawns. Now, of course, they both have two different stories about what it is that all you can eat is should be about or is about. Now, the owner, known as Mr. Kane, he's the owner of this restaurant. It's called Handidi Seafood Barbecue and Buffet. It's in China, right? And so he's, according to reports, the guy who's the streamer, the Chinese food live streamer, he says, I can eat a lot. Is that a fault? So the report says that Mr. Kane ate about 3.3 pounds of pork trotters on his first visit to the buffet restaurant. And on another occasion, he put away about 8.8 pounds of prawns. Now, the restaurant owner had his own take on it, and Mr. Kang actually is the guy who, Mr. Kang isn't the restaurant owner. Mr. Kang is the guy who actually. Now, the restaurant owner, he had a whole different take, and he said that Mr. Kang's appetite put a financial strain on his business, and he had to ban the food influencer. He said, every time he comes in here, I lose a few hundred yuan, which is about $50 to the United States, you know, value. He said that he recalled how Mr. Kang would decimate his buffet every time he visited, and he drinks about 20 to 30 bottles of soy milk when he comes. He says, and he doesn't, when he eats the pork trotters, he consumes the whole tray of them. And he said, and for the prawns, he usually, people usually use tongs to pick them up, but he uses a tray to take them off. So you know, I remember eating out a lot back in the day, and I ate a buffet all the time, and I freaking loved it. I don't do it no more because I don't trust it. But I used to eat a buffet all the time. I absolutely loved it. I loved eating out in the buffet, and I'm glad I never got put out. I probably warranted a putting out from all the food that I ate at these places, but I never got put out, thank God. So we've got more stories on Wednesday night. Make sure y'all check us out. Also, make sure you check out tomorrow night at 4 p.m. It is the Groovy Tuesday show. You definitely want to check that out. Just come groove. Just come groove out with us. On Wednesday night, we got some more, all kinds of news stories that you just need to be here for. It's going down Wednesday night. So come back Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Check out our website so you can find out all about the amazing shows that we have going on the network. You don't want to miss a thing. www.wetalkradio.com. Listen, we want to say thank you again to everybody for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on this beautiful Monday night. This is a live radio show. It's not pre-recorded. We are live here tonight. And I want to definitely say a prayer for you, a live prayer, a live active prayer. I pray that God right now would give you an amazing and incredible heart, a heart to see, a heart to love, a heart to bring light, a heart to give, a heart to be open. Father God, I pray that you would continue to bless everyone that is tuned in tonight to have an incredible mentally strong mind, Father God, to go into to tomorrow, Father God, just ready to receive the day, the gift that you've given us, God, just the beautiful life that you've given us when we wake up in the morning and we've been given this beautiful gift of life, God. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We want to continue to praise you, continue to bless our finances, shower down on those who are in need right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our minds, our souls, our hearts, Father God. For those who don't know you, Father God, I pray that they will find an avenue and hopefully through We Talk Radio Network to connect to you, because you've been so good to me, I cannot even tell it all. Thank you, Lord God, for We Talk Radio Network, for the incredible platform that you've given us to be able to speak to the masses around the globe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in to this amazing network, to this incredible show. I cannot do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, and I will check y'all out on Wednesday night right here on your favorite listening station. It's We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there. And I can assure you, God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Being present on social media is important to the success of your business. Advertise your business or product on our social media platforms and get in front of thousands of potential clients around the world. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.